I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There's a lot of talk in Washington about boosting border security as a deterrent against illegal immigration, but stopping the ever-growing flow of drugs across the border is a priority as well. One area of particular concern in that effort is San Diego. During a recent five-year period, three times more meth was seized in San Diego than at all other U.S.-Mexico border crossings combined, and the numbers are only going up. Jill Replogle of the Fronteras Desk Project reports.
Customs and Border Protection agents here at the San Ysidro Port of Entry face a tough balancing act.
Where are you going? National City.
Facilitating international trade and travel on the one hand, on the other, trying to stop drugs and other illegal cargo from getting into the U.S. In recent years, they've seen a dramatic increase in one particular drug. Methamphetamine seizures at San Diego's ports of entry have risen by more than 300% since 2008. San Diego has a long and troubled history with meth. During World War II, some American service members were given methamphetamines to keep them alert. When they came back to the U.S. from the Pacific Theater, primarily through San Diego, they brought their addictions with them, and they helped spawn a domestic methamphetamine industry, a predecessor to today's crystal meth labs. Joe Garcia is deputy special agent in charge for ICE Homeland Security investigations in San Diego.
Gangs, biker gangs, usually control the meth production and distribution. And Mexico used to provide the precursors.
Precursors being the chemical ingredients that go into meth. In the 1990s, San Diego became known as the meth capital of the country. Rampant abuse led to several high-profile crimes. There was the man who hijacked a tank and drove it down the highway, and the couple who scalded their four-year-old niece to death in a bathtub. The damage caused by the highly addictive drug spawned a crackdown on domestic meth production. Garcia says with continued demand and restricted supply, organized crime saw a big opportunity.
Especially the Sinaloa cartel has looked at this and said, why are we the middleman? Why aren't we producing this ourselves?
Now, Garcia says, more than 80% of the meth seized in the U.S. is made in Mexico. And that's despite Mexico's own attempts to curb its production. Much of that meth comes through San Diego, in part because it's home to the busiest land crossing between the U.S. and Mexico. More legal traffic tends to come with more illegal traffic. But history and geography also play a role. David Shirk is an expert on Mexican drug trafficking at the University of San Diego.
One of the major criminal organizations working with meth has historically been based in the Pacific Coast area of Mexico, in the Colima region, the so-called Colima cartel.
In the late 90s, that cartel first established a major meth trafficking route north, 1,500 miles up the coast to the California border. Now, the powerful Sinaloa cartel controls the majority of the meth trade.
So it makes a lot of sense that this would be moving through San Diego, through the newly established or newly consolidated networks under the Sinaloa cartel, which dominate drug trafficking in Baja California today.
Most meth comes across the border in passenger cars, in ever more elaborate hiding places. On a recent morning at San Ysidro, Customs and Border Protection agents called in a mechanic to detach and then slice open the gas tank of a white Jeep Cherokee. Inside, they pulled out 23 packages of marijuana, some of them soaked in gasoline. In all, the stash weighed 52 pounds. Heightened border security has made smuggling riskier, but the profits are extraordinary, says Linda Frakes. She's an assistant U.S. attorney in San Diego.
The range is at a conservative level between $14,000 and $19,000 a pound when it comes into San Diego. And the price pretty much doubles from what that pound is in Mexico to what the pound is in the United States just by crossing the port of entry.
It's very difficult to know just how much Mexican meth is making it through San Diego ports of entry. But public health workers say meth use in San Diego County is again on the rise. Still, border authorities think part of the reason drug seizures have increased is because they're doing a better job of detecting drugs. The long lines at San Ysidro give drug-sniffing dogs time to weave in and out of the cars and alert officers to hidden stashes. Powerful X-ray machines can spot packages hidden in secret panels and gas tanks. Still, Agent Garcia is realistic about authorities' chances of finally beating the traffickers.
They're not going to go away. They're going to go do something else. But we're trying to get them to go away from meth because meth just ravages any user.
For The World, I'm Jill Replogle in San Diego.
It's amazing just how precise a trained German Shepherd's nose can be. You can watch as agents dismantle that Jeep Cherokee packed with pot that Jill told us about at theworld.org.